Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome to this new episode of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live. Today is a very special day because in exactly 1 week, something very special and extraordinary is going to happen. And I want you to join this because you are absolutely going to love it. In exactly 1 week, same day, same time, we will be starting my brand new 4-day channeling challenge to activate and amplify your soul mission. I would love for you to join because you are going to receive so much information, so many frequency shifts. You are going to be able to download very advanced timelines of your mission and to be able to bring them down into this reality in co-creation with your spirit guide, as well as the future version of yourself who fully embodies this soul mission. And not only that, but I'm going to teach you how to channel the frequency of your soul mission in itself. So I would love to invite you to join the 4-day channeling challenge to amplify your soul mission. You will be able to find it on my website, on my IG. I will put the link here in the show notes so I can see you there. We have a very alive, vibrant Facebook group, and we will have some awesome giveaway happening. If you have been participating in some of my challenges before, you know that the vibe is so high, the community is so present, and it is personally my favorite thing ever because it's like having a party all together, lightworkers, starseeds, all soul, all here to co-create the new earth together. And we join forces to activate a new timeline of golden crystalline frequency on this planet. And we do it with fun, with joy, but also depth and pure transformation. So the first 3 days of this challenge are going to be proper masterclasses, as if you were one of my students in one of my pain program. This is how serious and in-depth this challenge is, really. You are going to receive in-depth content delivery, as well as, of course, quantum journeys, where you are going to be able to channel every single day. You're going to channel. First day, you're going to channel the frequency of your soul mission. Second day, you're going to channel your spirit guides. And then third day, you're going to channel an advanced version of you who is fully embodying that soul mission. On the fourth day, as we have done before, this day is here for the people who are ready to go deeper by receiving semi-private mentoring for me and my High Council of Light. So 10 people only can sign up for the day 4. It's only $111 USD, and there we join as a group of 10 people, and I am here to answer your questions about your soul mission. So I would love to invite you to join. It's going to be epic, and again, there's going to be giveaway. There's so many codes, activation, cosmic surgery, timeline shift, and so on. You can feel it as I share this. I am very, very excited. And so in that light today, I would love to share with you about 3 myths about channeling, because you might have understood it by now. I'm extremely passionate about channeling, and I think everyone should learn the art of channeling. So here I want to demystify channeling today, because I have heard these things way too often. And I'm here to say, no, 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 these are myths. There is a different perspective on channeling. And I am here to bring this to the table because this is part of my mission. This is part of why I am here in humanity. It is to help other people open up their consciousness so they can have easy, clear, effortless daily interaction with their soul, with the soul of their mission and their spirit guides. So they know how to quantum travel, so they know how to channel and therefore elevate all areas of their lives in alignment with the truth of their own soul, in the truth of their own divinity, in co-creation with other versions of yourself. So the three myths of channeling that I'm going to talk today are part of this recalibration of the field, so you can already today realize how powerful of a channel you already are. Because here is already the beef, as my daughters would say. No, here is the core of the issue. Here is really the juice of it. It is that everybody can channel. And not only that, but actually everybody already channels. Only we don't know it. We don't know because we haven't learned. This is why I teach about channeling. This is why I have created the Portal Program, which is an extraordinary program that is here to help my students amplify their channeling abilities, to elevate their personal life as well as their soul mission. This is why I teach about this, because guys, you are channeling if you know it or not. So the first myth about channeling is that channeling is only for a few people. It is only for people like me who are psychic and who can do all of the things, right? Who have special gifts. Well, no. I might have been born with certain activated gift, yes. And so therefore, it has come to me more naturally than it might have been for you. But it doesn't mean that it is not accessible for you. It just means that I was born to do that and that I have cultivated that for eons, because this is part of my soul, this is part of my mission. I have been working as a Pythia in ancient Delphi. I have been working as a sadhu in ancient India, you know, literally sitting in meditation in caves and forest for my whole lifetime, downloading from the Syrian Star Nation to bring in information to the people. I have worked as a nun for thousands of years. Why? Because in the Middle Age, life on planet Earth was so intense that this was the best place for me to perform my art and to give back to the people, which is channeling, downloading high frequency codes from the higher realms, from the source of God consciousness, and to be able to share it with humanity. I have been coming to ancient Atlantis so often, as well as Lemuria and Shambhala, ancient Egypt. Don't even start with ancient Egypt. I've had so many lives there, training with Hathor and Isis and also training other people. So you see, I'm coded for this, all right? And I'm here to teach you that channeling is literally the art of receiving and giving information. This is the art of understanding that we have access to many different fields of information at all time. And you know this. We can already perceive this simply because we have, you know, like our smartphone, like through all of the apps, you have all of this field of information from all around the world. And all of this field of information give you different news. So that's obvious, right? But as a quantum being, you are also connected to field of information that we would perceive as non-physical. Your soul, the soul of your mission, and your spirit guides. You are in continuous conversation with them. Only you are not switched on to those channels because you haven't learned that it was available to you at all times, exactly as you are. This field of information about you, who you are beyond this physical body, who you came here to be, your highest destiny, your highest purpose, your highest timeline. All of that is present in the field. Of course it is, because there is no such thing as linearity to start with, as we know. Don't need to even go there anymore. Everything happens simultaneously. So therefore, I want you to picture like the spiral. That is time in the fifth dimension and above, a spiral. You have access to many different versions of you. You have full access to the version of you coming from this linearity, if you want, who is already like freaking established in abundance, love, freedom, connection, her mission, and so on. So why not channel that version of you instead of a past wounded version of you that is still processing heartbreak, betrayal, guilt, shame, trauma, and so on? We can literally choose to switch where we get our information from. So we switch to a high level of information. I am not interested in co-creating with version of me that exists in the past and that are still chewing on this, 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 and that. Thank you very much. They have held the stage in my mind for way too long. It's about time that other versions of me that are more advanced, that my spirit guides, that the soul of my mission have a proper seat at the council. My council that's sitting in my head, but also in the quantum, right? So I do not plug into field of information of separation ever. I am the least informed person about the news. I have no clue what's going on out there. And you know what? This is so freaking good and juicy because my field is not cluttered by separation template. It's not important. These are not the realities I co-create with. I co-create with realities of advanced frequencies that come from the higher realms. That I accept to plug into. So you see, the art of channeling is not just for a few. It is for everyone. This is why I'm so passionate about it. This is why I want everyone to learn the art of channeling, because this is not optional, which is one of the other myths. Channeling is optional. It is as learning tarot reading and Reiki and so on. No. Channeling is not optional because we are doing it, and we are doing it unconsciously, and therefore it rules us. We do not hold the reins. We are not in a position of leadership. To be in a position of leadership, to be in a position of soul alignment, is to understand which field of information we plug into at each moment, every moment that we breathe, that we get to live, that we think, that we create. That is an art. And an art, it is not learned in just like a few days. It is learned through lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes. Thank God we now live in a reality of accelerated ascension. So it is much easier for us to release density, attachment to old version of ourselves, because this is what we used to channel. We were taught from a young age to channel templates of separation. We are separated from this, from that. We are lonely. We are unworthy. We are incapable. We are an imposter. You know, we need to experience shame. We need to experience guilt. We need to experience regret. No. I'm here to tell you differently. You are not here to plug into any of this field of information, because you know what? You are the creator of your reality. You are a freaking sovereign being of the light. And thank you very much. But I am free to choose which field of information I plug into. How do I do that? I channel. I give and I receive information of a certain frequency level. That is my baseline. That is my standard. This is what I live from and for. Everything else, bye. It was lovely to co-create with you. I've learned a lot. I've learned many codexes of density on planet Earth that have given me compassion, understanding of, yes, what's going on in the world. Do I want to keep creating those realities of wars and separation and self-hatred and separation from my own heart, separation from my own mission? No freaking way. Thank you very much. Been there, done that. Moving on to something different. When you know how to channel, you can understand at every moment what you are channeling. What is the frequency that you channel from? I know, because this is how I live and this is what I teach to my students. When they come and they say, look, this is what's happening in my life, I say, who is saying that? What part of you? What aspect of you? what aspect of your ancestors' timeline of past life or inner child of the matrix system are you broadcasting, are you channeling right now? And then, boom, light bulb. Oh, I hadn't realized. You're welcome. This is why you train with me, right? Because I'm here to mirror back at you the dynamics that you are embedded into, because you're unconscious of it. And that's all right. It has been my life. I might have been born psychic and being able to co-create with other realities, being able to tap into so many past lives and so on. But you know what? I was not empowered the way I am now. I was very lost into the, you know, the convoluted world that we live into. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. So I want you to release any guilt or anything like, oh my God, you know, what have I done or why I'm not capable to do it? It's like, we didn't know any better. We had to walk a certain path that took us all the way to this day. Great. Thank you, past self, for being so freaking courageous, for having so much devotion to love that you're still here, breathing, rising, learning, moving on forward, choosing love as a guiding force, no matter what. Thank you, thank you, thank you to me. I am the angel of my human. I am the light of my life as an embodied, ascended heart. I ascend. As an embodied heart, I ascend. It means that the more I call myself in this body, the more I experience ascension of consciousness. So the art of channeling, first myth, is that it is only for a few. No, everyone channels. Only not many people know that they are doing it on how to actually do it precisely. The second myth is that it's optional. No, it's not optional. It is the same as, maintaining a healthy body, sleeping at night, drinking water. This is fundamental. Channeling, to me, this is as fundamental as this, because the pollution that we experience on an energetic level, on spiritual level, on a mental level, and on a physical level, they come from us plugging into source of information, field of density that are not in alignment with the truth of our divinity. So I teach my students to channel for their body. What does your body need to be healthy and strong and vibrant, to age slowly? To age with grace, or not to age at all. Why not? What does your inner child need to be able to be co-creating with you as the golden phoenix child, rising, embracing whatever happened before, as igniting fire of creation for future timeline? How do you channel your spirit guides, your high council of light, that are here all the time to help you on your path? They protect you. They give you guidance. They give you healing. They give you joy. They're like, oh my God, like, go do this, hang out with that person, travel over there. And then they start sharing messages. And next thing you know, you start perceiving, you start channeling the messages of your soul and your spirit guides that tell you, you're extraordinary, you are powerful beyond measure. Go there, invest in this program, in those travels, in this endeavor, because it's going to be so great for you. Next thing you know, you plug into outdated field of information. I'm not good enough. Who am I to learn channeling? Channeling is not for me. I'm not advanced. I'm unworthy. I'm an imposter. I'm going to create greater level of separation with my partner, with my family. I'm going to be ostracized. And then I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. And there you go. You plug into a field of density that creates separation and that prevents you from rising to the occasion to actually experiencing the freaking epic life that you came here to experience. Your spirit guides, they are very patient with you, my loves. So patient. They love you unconditionally. They are always there. They never give up, right? Because they are beings of the light. And you know what? They are your spirit guides, but they are also your family. They are your best friends. And so power meets power. They want you to see your worth and see yourself for who you are so you can channel them. So you know that you are worthy of their presence. When I work with my students within the portal, The Pantel Remember is this program that you can join for 1 year. And for 1 year, you are with me and my High Council of Light and an extraordinary community of light workers. And we meet live 3 times a month. I've just added day events. We're going to have 4-day events. And I've also added trench channeling. So you will receive trench channeling sessions, group trench channeling sessions as part of the Pantel program. So when students come there, and they bring in their challenges to coaching. It's like, I'm moving through this, I'm moving through that. I work with my students. I understand the challenges because I have worked through the same things. Only I am here to help them instantly plug into a higher field of information. So they stop chewing on the same freaking thing over and over again. Also, I give my student tools to be able to go on past life journeys if needed, to be able to work with the wounded inner child and the phoenix child, to be able to heal and alchemize ancestral timelines. I give my students extremely advanced tools of quantum healing so we can address the aspects of our consciousness that still need attention. But we shift so fast on a consciousness level that we reclaim multidimensional consciousness when we people work in the portal with me. This multidimensional consciousness gives my students the ability to co-create with 5th dimensional, 7th dimensional, 9th dimensional version of themselves. They freaking see the bigger picture, not only in this lifetime, but across all lifetimes. So you can see the bigger picture of your soul mission and then strategize it to bring it into reality. Another myth, which is the 3rd myth I want to demystify today, is that channeling is hard. Because here I want to really bring this into the field straight away. Because you know that me and my High Council, as this is channel, what I share here with you, they say like, hard is something that we need to remove from our vocabulary because nothing is hard if we are willing to learn and if we are willing to stumble. And you know, like it's like to get to the top of the mountain, you need to freaking walk and walk the path up to the mountain. So you need to train yourself. You need to have stamina, courage, endurance, consistency, devotion. We work so much with devotion inside the portal in my community. How devoted are you to you? How devoted are you to your community, to humanity, to Gaia? How devoted are you to your soul service, to your soul mission? If you are really, really devoted, when I say really devoted, it's like above 90% devotion. I'm like, yes, I'm freaking devoted. I'm here for ascension. I'm here for evolution. I'm here for it all. Then what happens? You are courageously walking the path. And so it is not hard. It is just an adjustment in, I am learning something new. It is not hard to channel because what people could perceive as hard is that they put the bar super high. So for example, if you tell this human Sandrine, okay, what about running a marathon? I would be like, oh my God, this is so hard. No way, I'm not running a marathon. I cannot do it. Yet I can run. But only like running a marathon, like everybody agrees, like you need to train for it. But you ask someone who run ultra marathon and who's done that for years, it's like, it's not hard. Yes, it's an effort. Yes, I train for it and I master it. But to me, it has become like, you know, more normal. I do it. So when we learn the art of channeling, learn the art of channeling your heart, your soul, your own consciousness to live in sovereign soul alignment. And I dig deep on that in all my programs, guys, because everything comes from soul alignment. If you don't know how to live from soul alignment, we are going to channel all the freaking weird ass intense frequencies out there about the world is like this, the future is like that. And what about me? What about my money? What about my children? This is where we go, right? But when you learn how to live from a place of soul alignment, then it is so much easier to channel your own soul. And your own soul is multidimensional. It is very advanced. You're an angel. You're already master. You are already enlightened. Everything is within you. You came to Earth to remember how to be that. That is the game. The game is not you becoming, raising your frequency to in 1,000 lives, maybe be enlightened. No, the game is you remembering that you have that already within you, that you are already an infinite being of the light, that you are multidimensional, that you have had thousands of past lives, not only on Earth, but in other civilizations, on Earth and in other star systems, and that you have all of that field information within you. Therefore, you have a wealth of wisdom of your own embodied experiences that you got to co-create in a multitude of realities. That is what you are here to co-create with and remember. Because when you learn to channel you on this level, oh, the freedom, the empowerment. Do you think the feeling of imposter and the feeling of unworthiness, of being afraid to be seen and heard, can actually withstand true pure soul alignment? No freaking way. Because all of that comes from distorted, fragmented consciousness residing into the lower realms and middle realms of the separation of the matrix template that we have been co-creating with for thousands of years on planet Earth. Now the game has changed. We are not here to co-create with these outdated realities any longer. We are here to co-create with new realities. We might feel it's hard, yes, to plug into fifth dimensional consciousnesses above. We might think we need all of the things like the money to be this boss babe on Instagram, living in Bali, whatever we play success as nowadays in terms of spiritual leaders. No, just like, no. It is not very easy to live in the fifth dimension of our heart portal. And from there to channel our spirit guides, higher version of selves, future version of self, the soul of our mission. This is what I'm going to share with you during the free challenge starting next Monday. 4 days together. Well, 3 days for free, 4 days as an up level for the souls that are ready to go much deeper into co-creating and activating a higher level of their soul mission. So join me. Join me and so many people. This community is so freaking epic. So we join, and every single day for 90 minutes, 3 days in a row, we go deep. And on top of that, as you are treated as my amazing student, fully part of the grid, you receive cosmic surgery and activation and support in the Facebook group. You receive the replay. So even if you cannot attend live, you have this library of very advanced transmission that I'm here to give you. Why do I do this for free? Because this is how passionate I am about channeling. I am this passionate to demystify that channeling is not only for a few people. No, thank you very much. There is no hierarchy. So here's the thing. We are all unique souls, but there is not a soul that is better than another soul in the great scheme of the infinite quantum. So of course, we can only all channel. And I feel so emotional when I say this. I'm so passionate about this, guys. I really want you to get it, okay? So let me know in the comment if you get it. Channeling is not only for a few. Channeling is for everyone. You have the capacity to co-create with dragons, star races, Hathor, who is there, I'm struggling to show. You have the capacity to channel with so many realms and realities. And you know what? This is the next step. When we are anchored in our mission and we have money and a family and we travel and so on, when we have a great life on planet Earth, freaking epic. And then what's next? What's next is multidimensional consciousness. This is where evolution takes us. Because mission soul, even though they want abundance and money, because thank you very much, we live in a reality where we want to be able to do the things and serve other people at the highest. But once we have that, we need to be able to tap into field of information that are going to make us so excited. So feeling like, oh my God, there is just so much more out there to discover. I've always felt like I was not really like everyone else, that I had a big mission and so on. I never knew how to do it. This is the way. Channeling. Channeling is the way. So channeling is for everyone. Channeling is easy. You just need to learn about it. Train with me. Start in the channeling challenge. Join the portal program. Train. You know, I always take it as an example. This human is not very good at mathematics, right? Mathematics, numbers. But if this human trains, this human gets better and better and better, the same as drawing. I not only draw stick people. When I was younger, I was passionate about drawing and I would spend hours drawing and I was much better. Only I did not cultivate that art, so it was like, ooh. But if I wanted to draw and paint again, I would just look for tutorial. I would pay for a mentor. I would pay for classes. I would pay for quality material. Because I know that where I invest my time, where I invest my energy, where I invest my money, that grows. Channeling is essential. Channeling is for everyone and channeling is easy. And it is not an option, okay? Because you are doing it. So reclaim your sovereignty by learning the art of channeling. Do that by joining me in my 4-day channeling challenge to amplify your soul mission starting next week. Next week on Sunday, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It means that it is Monday at 10 a.m. in Australia, Monday 12 p.m. in New Zealand. As I am based in New Zealand, this is why I talk about New Zealand, because I know that a lot of my community don't always realize this, but I'm far away in the end of the world. I would so love to see you there. Again, the community is incredible. You're going to be able to ask questions. You're going to have me as your mentor for freaking free in at such an advanced level. Okay? You will receive all the recordings. And if you participate, please join the Facebook group. This is where all the juicy things happen. The transmission I share on Zoom. But in the Facebook group, you get to introduce yourself. You get to ask your question. You get to meet people. I have so many of my students that have become besties. And they travel the world and they see each other here and there. They go visit each other around the world. Some even co-create in terms of work. This is epic. This is the life we have been calling for. Light workers joining forces to create new timelines of ascension, of evolution based on love and service. So I'm so grateful for you. Please remember, channeling is easy, channeling is for everyone, and channeling is not optional because you're already doing it. So learn about it, okay? And I'm the expert at that. If you love my style, if you love connecting with me and my high council, you will absolutely love join the free challenge and also possibly the portal, which is an in-depth program. And you join me for an entire year. Imagine geeking on this for an entire year. It's incredible. The membership is filled with transcendental activation, co-creation with galactics, with past lives, ancient civilizations, quantum travel in ancient Egypt, in Shambhala, in Lemuria, in Atlantis. The portal is the most juicy program that you could sign up for as part of the product suites that I offer within the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. If you are interested, you know where to find me. Comment under the video or send me an email at info@sandrines.com. I hope and trust that I will see you during the free channeling challenge and even maybe in the portal program. This is it for today, my love. Let me know how you receive this in the comment. Thank you so much for watching this live as well as on the replay. And for all the ones listening on my podcast, I send you so much love. Thank you for being part of my community, all of you. Keep shining bright because the world is a better place when you are in it. Keep channeling your heart because your heart knows the way. Choose love as a guiding force. Remember how courageous you are. You have always been courageous, otherwise you would not be on planet Earth. And remember the level of devotion you have already shown to your path. You would not be listening to this transmission if you were not devoted to your soul's evolution and your higher purpose. So I want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart because we are doing this together and it makes me so happy and it makes me feel so much more aligned and empowered knowing that you are here. This is it for today and see you. So next week, there is no Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live because we have the challenge. So I will see you on this Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live in 2 weeks. Lots of love and see you inside the challenge.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.